This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. War Roads' Brock Nelson scored twice in Team USA men's hockey, skated past Latvia yesterday in the opening preliminary game of the Winter Olympics, the final 5-1. Wild defenseman Quinn Hughes had an assist. The U.S. dominated the second period en route to the blowout victory. The Americans take on Denmark tomorrow. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's team has a quarterfinal matchup this afternoon against host country Italy. Minnesotan Jesse Diggins won a bronze medal in the 10-kilometer freestyle cross-country skiing event yesterday. The Gopher women's basketball team won a seventh straight game, knocking off Nebraska last night in Minneapolis, 84-67. The Gophers raced to a 21-point second-quarter lead before Nebraska charged to within six in the second half. Amaya Battle led the way for Minnesota with 21 points.
We let Nebraska go on a little bit of a run, pretty much majority of the third quarter and a little bit into the fourth. And, you know, they're a good team. They were hitting shots, and they do that. They hit threes at a high level, and they were definitely getting a lot of second-chance opportunities and coming up with those 50-50 balls. But, you know, we just kind of came together and we finished it out, so pretty proud of us.
The Gophers are now 19-6 overall and 10-4 in the Big Ten. They'll visit Wisconsin on Sunday. The St. Thomas men's team was upset at Omaha last night, 98-94. The Gopher baseball team opens its season tonight in Florida, taking on Stetson. Spring training continues in Florida for the Twins today. As most of the team is gearing up for the Grapefruit League and eventually the regular season, several Twins also have an eye on the World Baseball Classic, which takes place next month. Minnesota ace Pablo Lopez will represent his native Venezuela and says he arrived in Florida early to get ready.
Yesterday was my fourth time throwing a simulated game. We're building up a little early, and that's by design. That's not by accident. That's the way I put together my own program. And then I got together with the Twins, which they also had their idea. We had a really, really good line of open communication to make sure that we're always on the same page, hitting all the marks.
This is MNN Sports.